Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
It is that time, my friends, so let's sing it together. Whoa, whoa, money in the bank. Actually, think I did that joke last year. That's it, I peaked. But yes, we are but 24 hours away from the Money in the Bank 2022 pay-per-view, which is kind of crazy because there's not that many matches. Now, I am recording this before SmackDown, as I have to do. So you know that a bunch more will be announced, but what are we going to do? So go get your pens and paper, make sure you leave a comment below, and let's predict what should be a pretty damn good pay-per-view. Premium live event. And we shall start with the Women's Money in the Bank match because it is going to be Lacey Evans versus Alexa Bliss versus Liv Morgan versus Shotzi versus Becky Lynch versus Raquel Rodriguez and versus Oscar. I think I got everyone, I'm not sure. Now, deep down in my tum-tum and deep down in my heart of hearts, I would love to give it to somebody like Shotzi, because I kind of think everybody else in this match is already established. So if you did give her the briefcase, and you'd have to do a lot of work after the fact, so many people would go, oh, that green-haired warrior, I should start keeping an eye on her. WWE these days doesn't really like to do that, though, so I think they're actually going to tread the most common path. Almost fell over. I think they're going to give it to Becky Lynch. The reason I say that is because right now the story is that Big Time Bex has hit rock bottom. She's so sad. She's not having any success until she did win that match on Raw to get into the ladder match to begin with. But it also means in terms of rankings, which is what WWE is hinting at the moment, she doesn't stand a chance in hell of fighting Bianca Belair for the Raw Women's Championship. And this is what Lynch wants. So if she does win Money in the Bank, all of a sudden she can be like, ha ha ha, Bianca, I'm going to hunt you down. And then she pulls a 180 and just says, actually, I'm going to cash in at SummerSlam. Now this is really important for the women's briefcase, because when you go through every single cash in, they usually happen in around about 3 minutes, genuinely. Somebody gets the thing down, they look inside and go, oh wow, I've now got a contract. I may be dead tomorrow, so let's do it now. So WWE should do this because it is a little bit of a 180. And I know that SummerSlam is only 4 weeks away. But this is just the impression that I do have. Otherwise, just have some fun and give it to a Liv Morgan or give it to an Alexa Bliss and let them tease for a long ass time. The tease in Money in the Bank has gone away recently and we should bring it back. Although no, I don't think we're going to do that here. I think Becky Lynch will win and I think she'll use it to challenge Bianca at SummerSlam. We shall wait and see. And speaking of that Raw Women's title, it's also gonna be Bianca Belair versus Carmella. And this is one of these predictions that if I get it wrong, I am happy to chop off my own head. Well, I wouldn't be happy about it, but come on now. If Bianca doesn't retain her title, what the flub are we doing? That's not a slight against Carmella, but it's so obvious that given everything that happened with Naomi and Sasha Banks, which changed the women's division and put it in flux, WWE just looked at the roster and said, well, look, we have to have somebody at the Money in the Bank. Pick whoever you want. And this is why the story between the two is basically, I don't like you. Well, I don't like you either. Okay, why don't we have a fight? I mean, it's only been built up for around about 3 weeks. I don't want to be that guy. I don't massively. I still think it will be good though, because we all know how good Bianca is, and Carmella is actually underrated. Like during that Raw appearance, she even said, I think I get disrespected too much. And it's true, she has gone out of her way to improve, and she smashed it. You just don't change the title here though, you just don't. We should be trying to turn the EST into one of the biggest stars in the company, and you do that by having them as a champion for as long as possible, but also having them winning matches. So she will get the victory after the KOD. And yeah, this will be all right, this will be fine. But in the future, if we could inject a bit more narrative into these things, I, the bald idiot, would appreciate it. And we have yet more championships that need to be decided on this show because it is the Usos versus the Street Profits. This is kind of another one where I can only see one outcome. Because I like Montez Ford and Angelo Dawkins, but they just seem to be floating through WWE at the moment, to the point that if they did win and they did beat Jimmy and Jay, I'd scratch my head a bit and be like, well, where did that come from and what was the point? Because the best thing about the bloodline is that Roman Reigns has been champion for about 724 years and the Usos have been champion for about 367 years. So when it is time to take some of those titles away, and that will come eventually, you want to make sure you treat this like a runaway freight train, not just a match on some random premium live event. I know the WWE sees Money in the Bank as one of their big five, hence why it is on Saturday, but you can't search your feelings as if you're a Jedi and tell me that you can feel it in the air that Montez Ford and Angelo Dawkins should be winning this weekend. I mean, that just doesn't exist. So I totally believe that Jimmy and Jay will win this, probably after some distraction and after some shenanigans. And the real question is, what the hell do you do after this? Because WWE doesn't have any tag teams at the moment, and we drastically need to saw that. I mean, there's a reason the Usos hold both the Raw and SmackDown titles, but that's a different conversation for a different day. Point is, if you're an Uso, you're about to have a good feud.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Which will not be the case for Bobby Lashley as he takes on Theory for the United States Championship. I think Theory's going to win. And one of the reasons for that actually does tie into the men's Money in the Bank match, which we'll talk about in just 1 second. And while I'm going to presume when we're watching Money in the Bank, the men's Money in the Bank will be the last match, so Bobby Lashley and Theory will come before that, I still expect Omos and MVP to walk down the aisle, distract Bobby Lashley, allow Theory to win so we can go back to the whole MVP, Omos, Bobby Lashley stuff. I mean, why we would, I don't know, but I can totally feel it and we'll probably pay it off at SummerSlam. And then maybe that's why Omos doesn't get the briefcase either, because Bob comes back in order to get his revenge. Because let's face it, WWE really likes protecting Omos. You also don't want to take the championship off Theory at the moment, because he's meant to be our bright new hope. He's the guy we're about to be pushing to the moon, and he's the guy who apparently, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, is going to be taking on John Cena at SummerSlam. So if he loses here, and then moves on to a big match like that, you're gonna take away all the momentum. And I don't want to get ahead of myself here, but I've said it before and I'll say it again. I think it should be for the US Championship, and I think Theory should beat him. Because then he can come out on Raw as well and go, by the way, in the last few weeks, not only did I beat Bobby Lashley, even though he did it by shenanigans, but I also beat Jonathan Cena. I told you I'm a big deal, and now I've proven I'm a big deal. Also, why does Bobby Lashley need to be the US champion right now? He should be in the damn main event going for the world belt against Roman Reigns. And I often sit down and scratch my head about this. It doesn't make any sense. But if you are trying to keep track, I am saying that Theory wins after interference from Omos and MVP. And now I've said it again out loud. It does sound a little bit audacious. If we ain't gonna have some fun, what's the point? This card is really weird too, because our next match is Ronda Rousey versus Natalya for the SmackDown Women's title. And this is like the Raw Women's Championship match. it is only going to end one way. Because if you did wake up on Sunday and you checked the results and it said Natalia became the new champion, you'd probably stare right in on the screen and look at it, because you'd be like, what the flub is going on? Now, I actually really like this feud, and I think both Ronda and Talia have done a really good job, especially if you follow them on social media. But Ronda Rousey has clearly been pegged as the biggest star in the entire women's division, so you're not going to beat her at Money in the Bank, especially because, once again, I don't think originally this was the plan. Those two are just friends, so somebody in power thought, well, they can have a match. And it will be good. I tell you, these two have great chemistry. But nobody wants to see Ronda Rousey lose. Even if you don't like Ronda Rousey and you want to see her lose it eventually, it should be to Becky Lynch, because that's a far better story. So yes, of course, it'll end up with Rousey in the sharpshooter, and she's about to tap. When she gets out of it, she reverses into the armbar, and then Natty has to tap out instead. This will be enjoyable. This will be fun. But Ronda will absolutely still be the champ. Which brings us to what I presume will be our main event, the men's Money in the Bank ladder match, because it's going to be Seth Rollins versus Drew McIntyre versus Sheamus versus Riddle versus Omos versus Sami Zayn versus a mystery man. Now, the mystery man will be revealed on SmackDown, and I think it's probably going to be Kevin Owens if he does get healthy again, and the best wishes to that guy. But I actually don't think it matters, because I believe the winner has already been announced, or at least is already in the match, and it's going to be Seth Rollins. Now, I'm going out of a limb here, and if you watch any of my other videos, you know that I have just believed this is going to happen, so now I'm trying to manifest it into existence. But Seth Rollins should become Mr. Money in the Bank 2022, and then we should get to SummerSlam, and it should be Roman Reigns versus Brock Lesnar, last man standing. And you could either have one of those two guys win, but they're both laying down like, oh my gosh, I can't believe how brutal that match was, which is when Seth comes out, or you repeat what we did at WrestleMania 31, but Rollins still walks away with the championship. That would just be the best. And also, if you do not want to take the titles off of Roman, just come up with some stupid stipulation where he can lose them individually. Because he is technically the WWE Universal Champion and the WWE Champion. I mean, WWE has done worse than this before. Just say, if he gets pinned at this degree of angle, I don't even know what that means, you only win one of the championships. I don't care. All I'm telling to you is that when we do come out this other SummerSlam, Seth Rollins should be the WWE Champion. And if Roman is still the Universal Champion, I don't give a flub. Also, can you imagine the pop? Can you imagine how excited people will be if we do a callback to what many say is the greatest Money in the Bank cash-in ever? Also, Seth Rollins is basically propping up the company right now. He is so damn good. He deserves something. And in this case, it should be a lovely briefcase. I'd also be fine with Riddle winning, but I think if he faces Roman again, he doesn't stand a chance in hell. And I tell you this, Sami Zayn would be my secret first spot if you did the obvious story, which of course would be Sami Zayn has tried to get in the bloodline. He kind of has, he kind of hasn't. They then screw him over, so he cashes in on Roman Reigns to become the champion. Oh, I tell you, the baby face we would have on our hands. The WWE is not going to do that. So do the Seth Rollins idea. Otherwise, well, I'm not going to do anything. It's just wrestling. Who actually cares? And I also think, depending on what does happen on SmackDown, you may get Ezekiel versus Kevin Owens, and Ezekiel will win that. And you may even get another match between Gunther and Ricochet. But once again, Gunther is absolutely going to win.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.